You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 67. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Stone. How are you?
I'm good, making you laugh.
Thank you.
My face makes you laugh. So.
Thank you. Excellent.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Your Skype froze.
Oh, yes, it did. But I have a smiley face on, so it's okay.
You do. You do have a smiley face. So, yeah, weird. Anyway, here we are again. It's another episode, 67.
Yep.
And we're at it again.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we've got lots to talk about. So, World of Warcraft news. There's been a lot of things that have just happened.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, like, so, I know the Argus stuff got updated. I haven't really been playing it a whole lot. It's on my main, so I don't really know what's happened. I think you're probably
further
on than me now. Yeah.
There's stuff and stuff. And the stuff is, the stuff is good. I really like the stuff. So, yeah.
I heard they released the five-man dungeon. The new dungeon? Mm-hmm. What's it called?
I've not been in there. I was too tired to do it last night. So, but I'm up to the quest to go in there. So I'm like, sweet. Hopefully I'll get to do it on the weekend.
And what's it called again? Is it
the
Sanctuary something of the start? No, I don't know.
No, it's to do with the
Seat of the Triumvirate.
Yes, that's it. It's like a really long name that I can't pronounce, and everyone knows how good I am at pronouncing things. So,
it's just called SOTT. So it's
Sot.
Seat of the Triumvirate. SOTT.
Sot. So we go. Okay, let's go. Sot it.
Sot, because it's a capital T.
Sot. That's right. Sot it. Sot it.
Sot.
I like it. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I've not been there yet, but anyway, it's all good. It's all good. I'm really enjoying it, which is nice. The new stuff that came out. So, but there was other stuff. There was other stuff. More importantly, in a couple of months' time, Yeah. Not even that.
Less than two months. I'm going to type really quick. Hold on.
It's coming. Virtual ticket. BlizzCon is coming. It's very exciting. So, So they put up the virtual ticket. Yay.
Yes.
Yay. So, I had to get that tonight as soon as I got home. I was like, yes. Excellent.
So
I booked it into my diary.
How much was the virtual ticket?
Weekend.
Was it the same price?
It was the same as last year. Yeah. Okay. It cost, I don't know. It just comes up, obviously, in Australian dollar, so I just pay it.
Okay.
I just don't think about it. I just pay it.
So
I'm like, give me.
I have 46 days until I leave.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm going on October the 30th. Very excited. Very, very excited.
Yeah,
so they also released the goodie bag, too. And I personally did not get to catch the live reveal. I was busy getting a massage, which, anyways, we talked about this off air, but I feel worse now because of things and stuff. Because she didn't go as hard on me as usual. I told her to go hard, but no. yes, so they announced that. So I saw a lot of mixed reaction online about the goodie bag because folks were like, that's it. Like there wasn't like there wasn't like there wasn't a lot. Well, there's not as much. Well, there wasn't as much. Well, the one from last year I don't think is a fair comparison because last year was the 10th year, okay? But but even comparing it to the one before that, which I went to, and I did get the D-bag, I think people were right in that the basic one did not have as much stuff, okay? Which is true. I think the other complaint I heard was that it was all Overwatch. I mean, besides you getting the pins for every third game, which is really cool. I really like those.
I like them too, yeah.
I think that was the other complaint. And then when they did the live reveal of the Epic upgrade, now it makes sense why they only did a smaller amount of stuff. Because you can pay for the Epic upgrade and you'll get more of the blind boxes to collect the cute but deadly things and pins and the things that you wouldn't normally be able to just go and pick. So you'll have more of an option. So they're basically trying to sell more, which I completely understand. I personally, the extra stuff is not something that I collect, so I wouldn't be buying it. But I will graciously take the pins that come with the normal goodie bag, and it comes with a backpack. And I heard somebody saying that, oh well, it's like a little girl's backpack. Like, what are you talking? It's a backpack. How is this like a little girl's? And besides, what's cool. Yeah, what's and.
Okay.
Why is little girl's backpack like a bad thing? It's just, I don't know.
Like an average backpack isn't necessarily that big. Like you can get backpacks in, like the one I use for work, I specifically got a, what would you call it? It's like a, you know, people that do like mountaineering and stuff. So it's a little bit
big one. Yes.
Yeah, but it's not massive, but it's got a lot of pockets. So, you know, because I needed to put like lunch in and I wanted to make sure that, you know, if I've got to call, carry my umbrella and things like that. Because, you know, when I'm going on the bus and to and fro work, I need to make sure that I've got enough stuff because you don't want to get halfway to the bus and it starts pouring down rain. So, you know, I had to make sure I had little compartments in that. But this is, you know, this is like a normal backpack. So it's not massive, but it would be enough to, you know, carry some stuff. So
I mean, I do have a Blizzard backpack. And I'm pretty sure we got one last year. Or maybe we bought it. No, I think we bought one.
No, was it the Messenger bag last year?
No, was the year before. Yeah, last year I think we bought one because I know I definitely have a Blizzard backpack, so I'm going to go in with one and I'm going to come out with two, which is okay.
I've got like an olive-y gray, olive brownie, olive one bag, and I've got another bag that was like, I think like a brownie color that I've bought. But
so I mean I think overall I think it's going to be okay. I mean, yes, it's smaller
that was cool.
I mean it's just a little bit smaller, and it makes sense because they want to offer the upgrade for people that want to collect those extra things. Completely fine. Saying it's a little girl's backpack, I know little girls that could beat the crap out of
some little girls that have massive, like they have really big backpacks.
Yeah, so I mean, making that be an insult, that's what I say to you. So I'm looking forward to going in there, and actually, as a traveler, I'm actually looking forward to not being able to bring back as much stuff that I may not want because space is an issue for us traveling back home. So the other thing that they did was the digital code. The mounts are in WoW right now. Mm-hmm. And this is only the set. Okay. And people were complaining that, oh, we only have a mount. What do you? Listen, this is only the second time that WoW has gotten a mount.
I know, right?
What are you complaining about? Get out of here. The mounts are out for both Horde and Alliance. Lita loves her Horde, Orgrimmar Interceptor.
Mm-hmm.
And yep, having looked it. At both, I think I kind of like the Stormwind Sky Chaser for the Alliance, which is basically the more or less the gunship kind of thing.
Mm.
I think I like that one more because I think I do see my character more than on the Zeppelin.
But I really like it.
But I think they're both good. Yeah. Yes, they are, which is cool.
Which is really cool. So I'm like, you know, I don't care if they didn't give us a pet because I'm like, they gave us a mount.
I'm pretty sure there will be a pet. I'm pretty sure they'll put in a pet because they put in a murky pet every year.
But they would have said. So they did just release Shadow. So obviously for the, what do they call it? Like the fund.
For
the money.
Red Cross and something else. Yes, I forget. Yep.
Which, you know, I had to get that. And that was just so cute last night. I haven't gotten it yet. You know where you target them and you do /sit. And then it comes.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, the cats will do
like,
that.
It's so cute.
I'm still waiting to get that one and the pair. Like the mount and the cat, right?
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Just money. I can't afford it. We've been saving up for BlizzCon, and then we had some other expenses. So it's like, eventually, one day I will get them. It'll be sitting there, and I'll just get it.
That's what I was thinking tonight when I got home. It's like, no, I should just go order the virtual ticket and just like be done.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, I need to get the goodie bag. What if it gets sold out? Because, you know, I would get really upset if I turned around and couldn't get it. So, I mean, I know they're like limited, but how limited, I don't know. So I was like, okay, I'll just order it. Why not? It's something exciting to look forward to after BlizzCon's done, when it'll turn up. I think mine turned up like a couple of days after BlizzCon, which I was really surprised about because I thought it, you know, might have taken longer, but that was really exciting. So last year's, but okay. I'm completely down. If people don't like it, hey, that's their choice. But for me, I'm like, I'm all in. Again, Blizzard, look, just give me a tick here option. Just
you know
charge
what?
Me. Just apparently, give it to me. Just charge. Give it to me.
I have to say this, and I don't know if I'm not, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but extra BlizzCon tickets were actually sent out, and we're not sure why. I didn't get one, but some folks got a free ticket, I can't say or anything like that, but. Yeah, and it's like, well, what, why? Like, what happened? But there's no warning about it, right? So, we're trying to find out what the deal is with that. So, so basically, BlizzCon tickets should have been sent out. If you bought from somebody else, you will not get the code sent to your email. Even though you may put your email address on the ticket, it will not get sent to you. You have to get it from the person you bought it from. It will only go to them. Yes. Because it's funny. I had somebody buy me mine, and then in wave two, because, you know, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to get one. And somebody bought me one, and I paid them back. But in wave three, which we didn't know about, I bought four so we can help out folks that we know. And those four came to me. They did not go to the people I bought them for. even though they were completely changed. It's all in their name. So I had to send each of them out. But if you did buy it through somebody else, you have to get with them because it comes with the code and everything. Everything is there. So
fair enough.
Yes. Yes. Yep. So okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Wow. I wasn't going there, but I said, what are you doing? And you're like, how you doing? Okay, Joey.
Well, I'm just sitting here sipping my coffee, chatting with you. So, you know, the usual.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can go first.
You go first, because mine is relatively short.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Go.
Okay. All right. So August. Let's talk about August because it's very much been about August. So I've been busy trying to do world quests, of course, for rep. It's all very exciting. The third section opened well for me last night because by the time I got in game, I was like, yay, it's all up. So I started doing that. So I've done a second and the third part. So that's all cool. Really like the storyline. I'm loving it. Other people might not. I don't care. I love it. I'm just really loving it. Lots of good stuff. Some stuff that I was like, whoa. Okay. In last night's stuff.
Okay.
I'm not giving any spoilers. You haven't done it, so, but really, really, really interesting. Really interesting. I'm just like, I want the next part. I want the next part. Like now. Come on, give it to me, give it to me, because I want to see. It's like I'm reading a book, but I'm only allowed to read one chapter at a time. And I'm like, damn it, Blizz, just give me the whole. Give me the whole book. I just want to see how it plays out. So I'm being impatient, but I'm really enjoying it. So, yeah, so that's been good. I got up to where we got there's a quest that then sends you into the new dungeon, which I just didn't have time because I was so tired last night. And hopefully I'll get in there and have a look. You know, hopefully I'll get it done in the next over the weekend, but no, my luck, I'll probably get sidetracked, so maybe in the next month, who knows. But I did do one of the new little invasion scenario things that came up with the second lot.
Okay.
So when the second part came out the other week, they had added in these like invasion point stuff, and you go to, you know, the points on the map and you're like, oh cool, there's a big green portally thing, okay, I'll go in there. So I went in there and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, do I join a group? Oh, okay, there's no group. Okay, so I just started killing, and then I saw someone else and I'm like, oh sweet, there's other people in here, this is cool. So anyway, that guy ended up, I noticed there was a few more people and he put us all into a group. So that was, you know, that was really cool. Good on you. Forward thinking to the buddy that did that. Nice. Because I was like, I don't know, I'm just killing demons. And then, so you've got to do like the first part. I think there was like the first part and then the second part. And then the third part, which brings up like the commander. So you got to kill him. And he was a bit rough. He was actually a bit rough. So it was just the five man. So it was the normal one. He was doing great big fell fireballs of doom, and we kept dying. But the good thing that I really liked was his health didn't go. So however much as we were killing him, even though we were dying, we could come back and take him on again, and he'd be at whatever point he was at. Like, he didn't reset. You could just keep killing him. So I was like,
Even though your group was wiped, his health didn't reset? Mm-hmm. Really? Nope. That's interesting. They haven't done that before.
So I was like, okay, that was really good, because it was really, like, we were all in there. We all had really good eye levels and everything like that. But due to all this AoE stuff that was happening, you'd get hit really hard. And, you know, so you'd take damage. Two of us might die. So we'd run back. There'd be other people. And as we're running back, someone else would die. So it was this whole thing. And he'd go back to the point that he'd reset at. Mm. But his health didn't. So I don't know. I think I died. I don't know if I died like 5 times. We did die a little bit, so, but we got him down, and I got, I think I got a relic and some Argonite crystals and maybe some artifact power. I can't remember, but I mean, it was kind of cool. It was like, oh, okay, sweet. So then I left that. So that was good, because that was one of the quests that I had. And I was like, okay, well, I've got that. So then I go back and give it to Illidan. And he's like, yeah, well, guess what? You can go and now do a greater invasion one. And I'm like, really? That was bad enough just doing that little one. And now you want to send me to a much bigger one. Excellent.
So is a greater one like a raid one, or is it just harder?
Yeah, no. Apparently, when I was talking to Whitney last night, he said it's like a 40-man raid one.
Okay.
And he said it is a lot easier because you've got a lot more people.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. So I haven't done that one yet, but I like the fact that the little 5-man one was kind of, it was like the first parts were really hard, but the boss was hard. But I like the fact that he didn't like reset his health, that you could just keep taking him down until you killed him. So I was like, okay, well, you know, that's, I like that idea. I like that idea that you're able to, you know, try really hard and even if you do die, you can run back and just keep, you know, just keep going. So that was really good. So I've just been trying to get my rep up with all the Argus factions. It's just, you know, again, world quests, so many world quests. It's kind of like I have to pick and choose. I just don't have time. I kind of, like, my OCD is kind of going, you want to get them all done? It's like, you cannot get them all done. You just do not have the time to get them all done. And so I've kind of got to pick and choose. And in between that, I've been trying to still do the emissary ones because, damn it, I want those mounts and I swear they don't exist. I did High Mountain last night.
I'm sure I won't be getting any of those because I have not gotten any of them. And I think those are going to be ones that I will be going back to. Yeah. Play over
some
like
people
over
I've seen
over.
On Twitter, they're like, yeah, I've got another one. I'm like, damn it. So yeah, so I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to get them done, but again, time to do everything it gets a bit overwhelming because I'm like, I want to do everything and I can't, and it's just like, ah. So I've got to like be a bit more picky and in what I'm doing. I really like Argus. Argus is so pretty.
McAfee?
Makari, or however. Who was I listening to today that was, they said it like 3 different ways, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I like that. I'll just call it Makari. That's how I say it. So it's been really cool. So I've really liked doing that. I did start fishing last week, and I was going to let people know, because I don't know if they realize with the patch, that there was new fishing masters that came out. And there's like 6 new fishing masters. So I've been trying to make my way through getting best friends with all of them, which is like this monumental thing that you've got to do. So all of Broken Shores like has their own little fishing master, and you go see them and you've got to fish up stuff, and each of them has a different thing you've got to fish up and hand into. So I got best friends with one, so I've still got like five others to do. But again, it's, you know, it's those things of what do you want to do? What do you have time to doing? And, you know, finding them. They've all got, not all of them. One, I think, has got a pet. Some of them have got toys. Some have got multiple toys. One's got a shirt. And I don't think any, did someone have a mount? I can't remember. But no, I foresee much fishing in my future. Definitely. So much fishing. I just, again, I've not had time to concentrate on it this week. But yeah, it's, I really like the concept of it. You know, it's very, most of them are very similar to Margos over on the little fishing island. You know, join a party, fish, you know, pull, get the special thing, throw it back in, pull the big boss who gives you the special, you know, the special fishing buff that you get for a couple of minutes, and so you can get extra stuff, and that was kind of cool. It was nice having Dark Moon Fair the other week because you could use the Wii buff for the fishing wraps as well as for Argus. Woo! I want Dark Moon Fair like every weekend. Blizzard, can we have Dark Moon Fair every weekend? That would be awesome. KK, thanks, bye. I love my Wii buff. And honestly, I found I didn't want to buy the top hat because it cost 10 tickets. And I didn't want to spend the 10 tickets because I'm saving up to get the new mount. So I'm like, I will just go back and get the Wii buff. I will go all the way back to Thunder buff to fly down to go through the portal to Dark Moon Fair to ride the carousel instead of like using 10 tickets and be like, yay, I've got the Wii buff. So, yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not wasting my tickets. I need all my tickets because that mount is a 1,000 tickets. And I'm like, yeah. So Spanky was saying, keep an eye on the black market auction house.
Oh, really?
Sometimes they do Dark Moon caches or something, or storage things that have tickets in them. So I keep forgetting. Every time in Dalaran, I keep forgetting to go check. So I need to go check because that would be really cool. Apparently, you can get between 300 and 500 tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I really need to pay more attention to that. It kind of would be cool if that was on like the Legion app or the you know, like the Warcraft app, that you could check the black market auction house. Yeah, because I don't, you can't do that, can you? I didn't notice it. And I'm like, that would be really cool if I could, you know, just log in and see if it's available and you know, be able to bid for something. Mind you, I'd probably end up bidding on stuff that, you know, I'd be like, yeah, I need that mount. Oh, sure, I'll bid 200,000 gold. Yeah, when I meant to bid like 20 gold or something. Oh, I may have done that before. But anyway, not on a mount. I can't remember. I think it was on something a long time ago. So, yeah, so that was really cool. And then Saturday night, we did a girls' gaming night, which we try and do at least once a month or once every few weeks. And we went back to Pandaria and we did the Pandarian raids basically for Transmog. So no mounts dropped or anything. Got some cool pieces, so that was good. Got some warlock stuff because I took leader and the other girls kind of took, alts and stuff, which was good. I got some achievies because I think we were doing on like heroic 25 heroic or whatever. And we're like, yeah, well, maybe we might have to drop it down. Bang, bang, dead. Okay, I think we'll be okay, guys. So, you know, like with some of the mechanics, you're like, I don't know if we're going, oh, dead. Okay, we're okay, guys. Let's just keep going. So that was nice to pick up some more transmog stuff. Again, there's so much transmog stuff. It's just, I just don't have time to do everything. This damn work, I tell you, gets in the way of everything. Work and sleep.
Work. Ugh. Work. Yeah, I know.
Working. Yeah, so the fun bit is I'm doing the early shift, so I do get home at something reasonable, but I leave home at ridiculous time in the morning. So that's fantastic. And then from Monday, I get to leave even earlier because I'm actually opening.
Oh, that's so nice. I remember those days. I don't like those days.
Yes, I'm gonna be very, very tired and very, very cranky. I can feel that's gonna happen. But coffee is your blood,
so it should be okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there will be much coffee consumed, I think. So, which is very difficult when I'm at work because you can't kind of, you know. I think I need an IV. I wish I could have like an IV just plugged in, strapped underneath, you know, like my uniform and be like just link straight into my vein. That might actually help. So anyway, well, we'll have to see. So, I mean, that's pretty much what I've done. It's been busy. Like, it's just, there's always stuff to do. It's just sometimes it's working out. What do I really want to do?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's like, okay, I could do this, 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 this. And then it's like, okay, so out of those five things, what's the one thing that you really want to do? Because you know that's all you're going to have time to get done tonight. So
it's funny that, you know, I think we've talked about this before, is that I used to consider myself a completionist, not to the degree of other folks, but, you know, I would want to get most of the stuff that you could get done during that expansion done during the expansion, right? And only go back for mounts that, like, I want to go on my own, that maybe I didn't get enough luck on it and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But this time around, it feels like there is so much stuff that I know I will not be able to get all of this done by the end of the expansion, and I'm okay with that. I'm fine, I think that's also kind of curtailed my play because I don't feel the need to go and I gotta get this done now. I gotta go. Because I know that I'll just go back and do it. Because there's too much stuff. And that's not a bad thing. It's changing my mind to change how I play, I guess. I think I'm now playing more characters than I did at the beginning of the expansion. Mm. Right? So
yeah. But I mean, you look at how things progress, like, again, and I don't know if we've discussed this, but when we both first started playing, that was what, 12 years ago, literally.
Yes.
A long time ago. Now, over 12 years, lots of things have happened. you know, like for in real world as well as in games. So obviously we're older
now. What are you talking
than we
about?
Were. Well, yeah, of course, I'm still, you know, 21.
Speak for yourself,
with
yo.
Experience, but you know, it's not the same person that I was obviously 12 years ago. And when I first started playing and raiding and all of that, you know, so it's like anything. You kind of go through, you find life, like it's just like anything. Life changes and you just change with what you can do. And we both still, we love the game and we are very completionist in what we like to do. We like to collect our things and we like to do all of the things. But and physically, we know we can't sit and play like what we used to because, one, the body won't let us, and two, we've got other commitments. So, you know, it's just like, okay, so you've just got to work with it and do the best you can with what you've got. But the good thing is you get to the end of the expansion and you're still like, well, I've still got all these things I can do. You know, whereas you, for a lot of people, they're like, right, I'm done. Yeah. So I'll be back. You know, I'm done with this expansion. I'll be back when the next expansion comes out. Whereas for us, we're still here going, yeah, we just plod along doing our, you know, doing our little thing and we do this and, oh, okay, so we've got this to do. Well, we can go over here and do this part and do, you know, and do that and work on all this because that's what we can do. So it's good we've got that option, you know, I think so. Yeah. But anyway.
It's funny. I was saying, you know, oh, like we collect lots of things and I never would have imagined I would start collecting transmog. I still feel like it's such a gold sink just so you can make your character look a certain way. Bleh.
I love it.
Gold sink.
I love it.
It's that's love all it. That it is. It's a gold sink.
Yeah, but what gold are you sinking into it? Like really?
My hard earned gold that I need to use for raid repair. When we wipe. Okay,
why?
Okay, okay.
All you're doing is so, going running all raids and stuff.
So I never thought that I would want to start collecting. And I'm going to start getting into my week in WoW.
Okay, all right.
Because
tell me that.
I started playing my original character. And I always play her. She's a Forsaken Rogue. And she was my very, very first character, and I always have to level her up by the end of the expansion. And it's time. So she was at 100, but she only had heirloom items equipped and nothing else. So no no boots, waist, hands, or wrist. Okay. Okay. Because I was trying to get enough gold on that account. I think I was trying to buy some of the pets. And I was trying to accrue enough gold. And I sold them. And now I can't buy them back. So I kind of got stuck in Warlords. Because I'm not high enough to go into a random dungeon. So I... Because I was only wearing my heirloom. And that stuff only put me at eye level 419 or something, so I can't queue up for a Warlord's random dungeon. So I had to go do some quests, like old quests. And I'm like, okay, fine, let's go. Eventually, I was able to do enough quests that I could buy gear. And the funny thing is that when I looked at her, I was like, I need to transmog her. And it's like, man, what? Like,
nice.
No, but yes, I have to transmog her. So
you've come to the top.
Yes. So I wouldn't say that I'm like, oh, I need different outfits per character, but I think I've come to a point where I want each character to kind of have their own look. At first I was doing like, well, maybe I just want to have like a hunter one and then a priest one and then a rogue one. But I think now, I think I'm trying to tailor it to, to the character. So,
baby steps, trust me, you'll get there.
Don't say that. Don't say that. So it's just, the gold sink. I'm dropping the gold in there and it's like, no, I could use that to buy other stuff. So, the one thing I just did today was doing the PvP world quest mount, and it's only up during the morning. So, like this one that I need. So I need the Brule arena, you know, the dark Brule arena, you know, the one where you go into the chasm. Mm-hmm. So I only need one more now.
Up now.
No, I did it. So I got that done this morning. I only need one more now. So I'm going to do that tomorrow,
so close.
And then that'll be it for my world PvP mounts. And then I don't know if I should, I mean, I guess I'll still try to get, I'll get the world quest completion thing just to help me with mounts, like with the emissary mounts and stuff. One thing I did get was getting the, I bought a Logitech G13, which is a, game board, not a keyboard. It's just a game board. So it's got 22 keys on the front, a little white stick for my thumb.
So is it like a number pad by itself kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's got keys from like G1 to G22 because it's, that's just how it is. So changing how I'm pressing buttons, because I'm going from a keyboard where it's kind of flat and it's making my hand a little bit tired because that arm. Wow. Cool. Wow. Are you okay?
Sorry. I just looked it up. I didn't fully understand it. And I just whacked my leg on my keyboard. That's really cool.
So I got that, but because the keyboard is flat, it makes it so that my hand is doing more of a claw, right? And it's starting to get my hand tired. And so going into the G13, it's more of a natural resting spot, and it's not making it as tired, but I'm still not used to it. So I'm trying to change all my Warcraft keybinds. And also trying to change up my UI, because in my UI I have it set up based on where the keys are on my keyboard.
It's got a little wrist.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's got like a little wrist pad for your palm, and your fingers rest over the keys. So we were supposed to raid last night, and we didn't have enough people show up because we were missing two tanks, we were missing two DPS as well. So usually we run with about 14-15. We were down to eight in group. We had 9 in our Discord channel, but generally we don't pug. Okay, so if we're at 9, we will not pug. There's some people that want to pug, other people do not, and I understand the reasons for both. So it just depends. But they wanted me to tank, and I'm like, guys, I got a new G13. I don't know if I can tank because it's a new key bindings and stuff, right? So I'm not going to feel comfortable. So we ended up not raiding, thank goodness, but I was going to tank, and it would have been horrible. It would have been a disaster because I don't know where anything, I mean, like I move things around, but it would not have been good. So tonight we're supposed to raid, although we'll see how that goes. It's funny. I ordered it on last week, Wednesday, and it said it would get here on Wednesday this week, so yesterday. But Amazon got it here on Monday. I'm like, sweet.
Okay.
And that's why I don't bother buying the expedited shipping. And no, I don't have Amazon Prime because it's not worth it for me because it's like $80 a year with no option for like a monthly thing. I just, you know, we don't buy enough stuff off of there. So it's not worth it. We've looked into it. Believe me, it's not, but it's not worth it for us. So I don't buy the quicker shipping because they usually ship it quickly anyways. So they usually get it to me before they say they will. So
yeah,
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with waiting. Like I had to wait 3 business days versus 5. Sure. And I didn't pay anything extra. Yes, please. So Amazon has been really good with me for that stuff. They kind of missed out on some of my Warcraft books, the 2 Warcraft books, which is funny, but they were able to they didn't refund me. They just shipped me out another one and they shipped it out next day. So it came pretty quick. So they're pretty decent. Pretty decent. Honestly, I've been playing other alts and stuff like in AIE and stuff, and also working on their transmog because now that they get green gear, you know, I can transmog them up and stuff. So I spend like 10 minutes on transmog before I start playing a character now. If they've got green gear in transmog. And I'm getting ear flutters. I don't know why. It's not you, it's me. Like my ear is physically, like the drum is fluttering.
No.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
So that was pretty much my week or so and things. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So.
All right. How long do you reckon it'll take to settle down with your gamepad?
I don't know. I was playing my original character with this, like just to get used to it, because I didn't want to play on my main with it. I didn't want to screw something up. And I've changed it around a bit, so it's one thing getting used to is keeping. So basically, I have my mouse on my right hand, my keyboard directly in front of me, and then my gamepad a little bit further left.
Right.
So I usually, on my keyboard, I would use the tilde to the 5, Q to T, A to G, Z to B. So that whole side of the keyboard, plus my F1 to F8 buttons. So I got a whole ton of buttons. Using the gamepad, it's not, you don't quite get as many, but I found that I'm having to do shift keybinds. So E and then shift E. So you can manually assign the keys yourself, right? So you can make it so G. So right now G4, G10, G11, G12 are all of the arrow keys that you'd use to move around and strafe and all that. And I toyed with removing the backpedaling, and it actually dismounted me a couple times because I had it set to a spell that I could cast, and I'd be mounted and I'd be flying, and I was flying over Tanan. And I would dismount myself and I died. And I'm like, what happened? I'm like, oh, because I'm hitting S, which is my back pedaling, and I'm still not used to that. So I'm trying to figure out what's comfortable. I'm still using F1 to F9, those are on the very left-hand side of my keyboard. So it's funny, I've got my G1 to G9 on my game board, but then also my G1 to G9 on the keyboard. I have a G510 keyboard. So I have them side by side. I've not done a raid with them. I've done a 5-person raid, and that was okay. It wasn't bad. So I'm going to do more of that and see how it goes. I did play Player Unknown Battlegrounds with it, and it wasn't bad. It wasn't too bad. And I'm actually looking forward to playing Overwatch with the game board because I'm probably going to use my melee more because I don't usually use my melee hit. I usually just shoot. I don't even bother. But otherwise, it's just change. Change.
Mm.
Change can be hard.
Mm. Yeah, it takes repetition.
Yeah. Speaking of change.
Hmm. Yes, change.
Change.
There will be change. There is change.
There is change always is change.
Changing.
That is not going to be the title of the show. No.
No, I already told you what the title of the show is.
No.
Yeah.
No, really? Oh, man.
Oh, you know I have no control over that. You'll just
choose whatever. Okay, hold on. So somebody is saying that the WoW token is now 310,000 gold.
What?
I am...
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Can you... I'm thinking... Can you buy Blizzard store stuff with your WoW token?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why it's gone up. That's why it's gone up.
Put it on
into your Blizzard balance.
Your account.
And then use your Blizzard balance to buy Blizzard store stuff. So that's why the price has gone up. Because because there's so much WoW gold in game that it's devaluating dollars, right? And they're giving up free stuff. Just because people hoarded gold from years and years ago, or even now. But still, that's why the gold has gone up, is that Blizzard is pushing that up so that you have to spend more gold to spend real dollars on the BlizzCon stuff. Guaranteed. I understand, but it's a slippery slope here, because now you're really devaluating the gold too, because people go buy that gold. It doesn't cost as much for it, and you get tons of gold now, right? So yes, I understand they're trying to not lose as much real money versus like they have to weigh that against how much gold do they want to put back into the game if people give them money, right? So, I mean, they're still making money, but that's why it's gone up so high. Is 310,000. That is a record, guaranteed. It has never been up that high. But this is just based on somebody's someone's
posting Discord. Can't see anything in the shop, though. Isn't the token... Can't you buy the token in the shop?
I don't
know. Or maybe you've got a login game.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if it would, but I can't see anything. So. Wow.
So yeah, the token's a thing.
Hmm. It is. Wow, that's cool.
Sorry, I had to say it because it was like it blew my mind. Like 310,000 gold.
Nah,
that's a lot of gold.
Yeah, that is a lot of gold. That would, ooh, yeah, that would be good. But anyway, let's get back to our changes. So we've got some changes happening with the show, and we're just letting people know. You like that? I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. So what we're going to do is we've decided we're not going to do a live show, and we're going to change it up, and we're just going to go once a month for now. So we will let you know once that happens, and of course we'll go out. It's just... Yeah, just again, we were talking about changes before and, you know, life changes. We've changed, you know, so we just need to not be able to do this every week. Time zones is a big factor.
Yeah.
So, you know, Posto's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning so he can record. Yeah, and
it's 5 a.m. It's 5 a.m. It's not 4 a.m. It was 4 a.m. before, but it's 5 a.m. now. But it's... It starts to wear on you, and
So we're going to just record at a more reasonable time, but being able to do that it makes it very hard during the week because, again, time zones for us, you know, I'm working Stone's got family commitment, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So we've just thought, well, if we make the commitment to once a month that we can sit down at a reasonable time for both of us to be able to put out a show and catch up on what we've done in WoW, then, you know, we're going to see where that goes and just hopefully make it easier on our bodies and with the families, like uh-huh. obviously both of our families, your family, my commitments to my family and all that kind of stuff. So we're not going anywhere. It's just we're not going to do a weekly show anymore. It's just we need to be able to do it this way. So we just wanted to let everybody know that's what's going to happen.
And I also, and I really want to still make it to episode 69.
Of course you do.
No reason. I just,
yeah.
I want to get to episode 69. That's all.
Yeah. Sure. Clean tag.
What are you talking about? It's a number. That's all.
It is. It's a number that reads the same, both upside down and the right way.
Yes, I am 12 years old.
Yep, we know. Yes. Anyway, don't forget. Do we have anything else? Or we'll wrap up?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's wrap up. I think we're done. Yes. I think we're done. I mean, we could sit here talking about lots of stuff, but you'll have your family getting up in a minute. And
yep.
I need to go to bed because I've got to get up at stupid o'clock. So, yeah, as of Monday, I get up at even more stupid o'clock. So that's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, for where you can find us, don't forget, you can check out the website, adventuresinazeroth.com. You can send us an email at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com, and you can tweet us at @advazeroth. Don't forget, you can join our Discord server, which is tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. And Stone, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at StoneGrasp. StoneGrasp. Oh, yeah, I guess. She's making changes to the show notes, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Because we don't have a Twitch. Well, we do have a Twitch. We're just not going to do it live. Anyway, so as well as the Wild Challenges podcast.
Will be still live every week.
And I just want to say, you know, that there's going to be an announcement very, very soon. It's imminent about BlizzCon and our two shows. It's imminent.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. I have no idea what you're talking about. But anyway, yay! So where you can find me is on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LeetaWow, as well as, yes, what Stone and I do on our challenges. Of course.
Stuff,
yeah. So, you know, if you like Wildcraft and you like cooking... Oh, did I tell you? I actually even baked as soon as I got home.
Nice.
I baked. I made brownies. They're sitting upstairs. My family are cursing me because I am taking it to work tomorrow because one of the managers texted me on the way home saying, I know it's late notice, but is there any chance you can whip something up because the boss is leaving and someone's celebrating like 24 years? And oh, I went, wow. I'll see what I can do. Huh. And of course I did. So, yeah. So I made double choc marble swirl brownies.
Wow. Mm. Yes, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I have not even tasted it, so it looked pretty good, so we will see. But anyway, I'm getting I need to. I'm getting tired. I'm getting distracted. Anyway, sorry, people. Yeah, I like to be. Anyway, don't forget, thank you, everyone, for one, for listening, two, for the likes and the retweets and all of that, for the interactions. We do really appreciate it. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Stitch Radio, and, of course, Google Play. So other than that, we will catch you for show 68.
Sometime in October.
Yes. Exactly. So we will be there. And other than that, you can see us every week on the WoW Challenges podcast.
Yep.
Or just find us on Twitter. Say hi. Or in Discord.
Hi.
Or in game.
Hi.
Whichever.
Hi.
Bye. Hi. Anyway, say goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye, Stone.
Goodbye, Stone. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.